All right, it's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock here on WPHM on this Friday morning. It's hard to believe that the last time that I was at the Mariner Theater was 6 months ago, and we were talking about Merry Time Christmas. Boy, does time fly, and boy, has a lot happened since then. This week, we've been highlighting Marine City. Since we're not going there this summer, we thought, well, let's talk to some of our favorite people around Marine City, and Laura Scotcha from the Mariner Theater is online with us right now. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
We've had so many fun times broadcasting from the Mariner. What a beautiful place that is, right there in the heart of downtown Marine City.
Thank you. It is. It is. It's a little treasure.
It is indeed. A lot of people listening know all about the Mariner. They've been there. But for somebody who hasn't been there before, how do you describe the theater and what's inside of it?
Well, right now, of course, we have our builder's model of Titanic, which is the most accurately built Titanic model ever built. So we have that on exhibit, along with information that kind of talks about the building of the model, but also the building of the icon itself. So that is our pride and joy, and that is the main focus at the Mariner. But in addition, it's a boutique theater, and so we have 48 seats that are the original mohair seats to a theater, not to the Mariner, but very similar to the ones that it would have had. And then we have galleries that have items. Right now we're actually hosting, starting July 1st, Mondays through Sunday, we're going to be hosting a patent model exhibit, which we will have over 50 patent models on exhibit, which kind of give you an idea of inventors and how they thought back in the 19th century. So these are patent models from the 1800s, and we have over 50 on exhibit.
Wow, that is really cool. And you are open, right? People can come in and visit.
We're going to start. We're going to open up again starting July 1st.
So that'll be the opening then.
Yeah. Pardon?
So that'll be your opening then.
Yes, that'll be our opening next Wednesday.
That's fantastic. That's exciting.
Yes.
It is such a neat little place to visit. And I know when I'm there during the show and we have guests come in, everybody drops in. I suspect, though, is it like that all the time? Everybody's kind of dropping in, saying hi, kind of a little hangout place there in Marine City?
It is. We have a lot of visitors, not only visitors from outside, of our area, but, some of the business owners, some of the locals, they'll just pop in and come in. I host the first Wednesday of every month. I call them the old-timers. I don't know if they like that, but I host a coffee with the old-timers who tell me a lot of stories of the history of Marine City, and a couple of the gentlemen actually owned the Mariner back in like the 1960s and 70s. So I get to hear a lot of stories, and I really enjoy that. But
And that's one of the great things about a small town like Marine City is those people that not only have lived their whole lives there, but, come from a long generation of people. And so they've got stories from many, many years past.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How's everything going now that everything's been reopened? It's kind of good to see people on foot and visiting businesses downtown again, isn't it?
You know what? We are jam-packed. I am so happy. I'm thrilled. As the president of the Chamber of Commerce, I make it a point to go out and visit some of the businesses and ask how they're doing. So for the month of June, most of the businesses say that their numbers are higher or at the same point they were last year in June. So there's a lot of people coming out to support local, a lot of people wanting to get out and come into the businesses, and they feel safe. Our businesses have been very proactive in keeping visitors safe and employees safe. So they wear masks, they have social distancing, they're wiping down, cleaning up, doing everything they have to do to keep their environment as safe as possible. So I'm really, really proud of what these business owners have been able to accomplish. So.
Yeah, I think a lot of our smaller communities are going to do okay this summer based on the idea that, we're not necessarily going to travel long distances this summer. We're not necessarily going to go up north, but boy, is it fun to get in the car and take a day trip to Marine City or Lexington or St. Clair, any of these small towns. And it really is a fun place to visit.
It is a fun place. You know, we have a hotel if you want to have a little staycation or just come for the day. Wonderful shops, wonderful restaurants. And, of course, you know, the main attraction is across the street, at you know, which is the river and the freighters that go by. And it's just, it's breathtaking.
That's what I love, Laura, is when we broadcast from there, we sit up on the stage with the you know, the Titanic behind us, and my vantage point is looking out across the theater and through the lobby and literally seeing freighters go by all morning long. It's really cool.
It is. It's amazing, isn't it? It is.
Never gets old. Well, it's good to talk to you, Laura. It's I'm glad to hear that you're going to reopen next week. That should be a very interesting exhibit. What are your hours going to be for the summer?
We're going to be running, for now, for the patent model exhibit, we'll be running Wednesdays through Sundays, 12 to 3, and then we'll be back on weekend hours, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 3.
All right. Can't wait to get back to Marine City. If I'm there just as a visitor, not broadcasting, not carrying my microphone around, I will be sure and stop in and say hi.
Excellent. Thank you.
Take care, Laura. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.